It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah.
I wish we could do a show from Jamaica.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
What would be the... had to be some reason.
No.
I mean, but like, I'm trying to think, because we can't not just going to go. They're not just going to send us.
Say Atlanta United has a friendly.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or like a U.S. national team friendly.
Yeah, something like that.
Or what else could there be? Do they do any of those like preseason college basketball tournaments there?
No.
Is that just like the Bahamas?
I think it's Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah. There too.
Sure. Golf, yeah. Maybe a golf tournament or something?
Yeah.
Maybe the TGL will go down there. And
yeah,
can, I don't know. They need a Bahamas team.
Yeah, they do.
Or sorry, a Jamaican team.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we can get to the tropics.
Some cool island.
Yeah, anyway, we can get to the tropics. I'm cool with that.
Look, we proved that we are trustworthy on the trip to Vegas.
Yes, we did.
Okay?
Yes.
Look, we're still trying to get stuff done here, but it seems pretty clear that, like, the Golden Spike, I guess we're not, you know, maybe someday.
Who the hell was that guy Saturday?
Wasn't us.
I know. I'm like, who was that?
Wasn't us.
Who was he, Abe?
Beethoven?
Who the hell was that?
Never.
Musician?
What are you saying?
I've heard of Beethoven.
I heard of Beethoven. I like him.
Dead a long time ago.
I'm not saying anything against his brother. I don't
know. I want to let you know, I have put feelers out there on your behalf.
Thank you.
I believe that.
I'm shocked those haven't resulted in us.
Didn't go anywhere.
Shocked that hasn't.
I'm really shocked.
Trying to sit in the Mick Ultra seats on the court side for the Hawks. Maybe someday. I don't know.
Let me see here. What's his name again?
Beethoven.
Beethoven. Okay. I'll just see what he sings. And is he from Atlanta?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, because the last guy that did it wasn't. He was just an actor that films a lot of stuff.
Talking about David Harbour's a big deal.
Okay. No, according to who?
I mean, I like the character that he played in Stranger Things.
Okay,
but
born 1980.
What are his ratings like in
he's
the
mid-days? He's from the A. Okay.
Sure. Cool. I mean, again, there's a lot of games and other people are going to get to do it. I'm not saying everybody
Southern
that gets hip-hop, to do it.
Christian hip-hop.
Great.
They have Christian hip-hop?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah.
Okay. Heck yeah. Yeah. I got to. He seemed like he signed with Gucci Mane, 1070 Records, which ain't always good. But, okay. All right. So he's a big deal.
Okay.
He's a big deal. Okay.
Fine. I'm not saying everyone that does it doesn't deserve to do it.
Right.
I'm just saying we deserve to do it more than some of the people that have done it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
He was credited with Usher's 2009 single, Papers. Remember that song? Ready to get the pay. Is that song? The Papers.
Famous? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of Usher songs, but yeah. I don't know that one.
And he produced Icy.
Okay.
Yeah. I said.
I know that song.
Okay.
I said. All right. Okay. So okay. Respect.
Okay. So he's legit.
Yeah. But
he's
did legit. He do the 12 middays of Christmas?
He damn sure did.
No, we did.
No, he did not. No, he did not. But
that was us.
He got some hits, though.
You know, look. Good. I'm happy. There's a lot of people that get to do it that are deserving. They're Atlanta through and through.
He is.
I'm just saying. You know, there's a couple midday guys over here that have been practicing their hammering.
And just being nice.
And just being just being friendly dudes.
Yeah.
Just out there ready
to go. Okay, everybody, he's legit. Okay. I just never heard of him.
Saying he's not legit.
I had to read up his bio. He's legit.
Look, man, there's going to be people we haven't heard of. There's 8 billion people in the world. Not knowing who somebody is an insult.
Nobody's going to have to look up Andy and Randy.
No.
When told Andy and Randy are banned.
You know how many people just in that stadium are like, who are these guys?
Yeah. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Wait, they still do radio?
Yeah. Who is that guy?
I didn't know that still existed.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
All right. We'll get to some college football. Interesting, weird, random situation going on at Stanford. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. But before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So the NFL meetings are going on.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some rule changes. Seems like the tush push is probably a thing of the past.
Yeah, I mean, they're down there right now. And usually, I mean, it's the owners that vote on rule changes. The player, the coaches can talk and suggest, but it's of the 32 owners when they decide. I think it's 23 votes. Usually yeah, passes majority, what they want.
Right?
Yeah, and so we'll see how it goes as far as that. I still don't think it should be banned, but, you know, if it is, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it should be either, but it seems like it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to find myself next fall, like, missing it.
No.
It just seems like if it's such an advantage, then everyone should just do it. It's available to everyone to do. Go ahead and do it. Call it something different if you want, but what?
I gotta check out the Holy Culture Radio on Sirius XM Gospel Hip Hop. I'm very interested. I'm gonna do that. Okay. I'm gonna do that when I go. I mean, when I leave from here. What channel is it on Sirius XM? Because I want to listen to it. Because I would love to hear like Christian rap.
Yeah.
I bet it's dope.
I bet it is.
I bet it's dope. Now, could you
remember when Mace was
I remember Mace came to talk to our FCA.
He was a pastor for a while.
He came and spoke to our FCA at Georgia one time.
Pastor Troy?
Yeah, Pastor Troy.
There's a lot of them.
But my thing is like this. Usually when I'm getting lit.
Rev Run?
Can you get lit to gospel to gospel rap?
Yeah, but it's got to be red wine.
Okay. I'm just curious. I mean, I like to get litty when I'm listening to rap music.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to get litty.
All right. Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are going to split quarterback one reps. Yeah, of course they are.
Of course they are.
They're competing for the starting job.
But my thing is like this, though, how Shane has said it, Shane Steichen, it's like OTA. So is it seem like, is he going to, whoever has the best spring, are they going to go into as the starter, or is it going to go all the way through the training camp?
It seems so hard because they don't really do anything in spring anymore.
Exactly.
So like, you'd have to do it in training camp, wouldn't you? And even, honestly, even in the even in preseason.
Okay. So I'm assuming.
I would think.
I'm assuming that you would want to watch them play in games and everything like that. But it is open competition between Daniel Jones and Richardson, which – Richard, you can't let Daniel Jones beat you.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah. You know, if that happens, then you're a backup quarterback probably for your life.
Yeah, you can't do that.
This is his third year.
Yeah,
because he played a couple good games and then got hurt.
Yeah,
and then came back last year and didn't go well. Got benched, pulled himself out of the game. Played okay right after that, and then kind of fell off at the end of the season. Yeah, man. And look, if they're bringing in somebody to compete with you, and you were the fourth overall pick 2 years
that
ago.
And then, they bring him in, too.
Yeah.
And they wanted him.
Right, like, they did. They
wanted him.
Because this contract is not tiny.
No, like, it's they wanted Daniel Jones.
Which $14 million or something?
Which I kept scratching my like, why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know.
I said, when the Giants picked him number 6 overall, I said the same thing then.
Yep.
Why?
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 All right. Anyway. And then when the Giants gave him all that money.
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Why?
All right. Max Crosby predicts that Aaron Rodgers is going to retire on his podcast. I didn't know Max Crosby has a podcast. Good to know.
Everybody has one. Everybody has one. I think that Aaron is enjoying all this attention. I know that, you know, Mike Tomlin was sweating down there in Florida. They were asking him questions. All the Mike Tomlinisms and everything. According to insiders, he has the Steelers have offered him a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell's a holdup.
Him.
No. If he's sitting there waiting on this damn Minnesota job, and Minnesota has not done a good enough job to sit there and say, right, this is our guy.
Right, right.
Not, you come up to
it. No, I'm still not convinced Minnesota wouldn't sign him if he wanted it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So but to me, that's what seems like what the holdup is, because Minnesota has not closed the door on this.
Right.
And I think he wants to go there.
And I understand that.
And I understand it too.
If I was him, I would want to go there too. I think the situation is better for a quarterback.
Yes.
But man, at some point, you know, and we keep saying this because we've talked about this every, like, once a week or so for, like, the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, at some point, these teams have to come up with a solution, because what's the opposite of, okay, Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, fine, you have Aaron Rodgers. Like, mm-hmm. then it worked out. You waited and
right,
whatever.
Right.
But if he doesn't, you're blank.
You are not going to try to convince me or anybody that y'all are content with Mason Rudolph being your damn starting quarterback.
Well, and if you are, you should all be fired.
No.
So let's just assume you're not, right? So then what do?
I don't know.
You draft a quarterback?
You gotta, this is what Pittsburgh needs to do. Pittsburgh needs to do, because they're so good that they never are down there. Last time they were down there is when they got Ben Roethlisberger.
How high was that?
Ben was 11.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was 11.
That wasn't even a top 10 pick.
Yeah, Ben was 11. They need to do what the hell the Kansas City Chiefs did to go get Patrick Mahomes. Pat, they were 27. You need to blow it. Not say you need to give away future assets to go get you a guy.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is there that?
Is that there here in this draft?
Cam Ward seems pretty good, but you'd have to get up to number one to get him.
They got you don't want to trade up, give all that for Jackson Dart.
Right.
No.
Because that's the thing, and you might even have to move up to get Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
From 21?
Yeah.
You might be able to get Quinn Ewers.
They need...
Can I interest you in Quinn Ewers?
Not really, dog.
No, because you're a Georgia fan, and you watched him play against legitimate competition.
Yeah.
And you saw what it looked like.
Yeah, dog. I'm just saying.
He's a nice quarterback.
You're not going to tell me. Just like the Cleveland Browns talking about, you're not secure with the thought process of Kenny Pickett being your starting quarterback. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
This is fun. I would like to be the guy that during this time of year has to lie. I just go out there and lie to the media. What's your job? Between the combine and the draft, it's my job to make stuff up.
Yes.
That's my job.
Yes.
Okay, cool. How much you get paid? A ton. I just lie to the media. It's great.
Yeah, I miss me.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's all going to shake out at some point over the next month and a half. Unfortunately, it might take a month and a half because mm-hmm. not all these teams are going to draft quarterbacks, and then maybe on the backside of that is when some of this movement's going to happen.
Andy.
That's when the Kirk Cousins thing is going to happen.
Can you see maybe – no, I can't. I was going to say more second-round quarterbacks this year than first.
Oh, God. I hope not. It just seems like a huge mistake. Like, if you don't like a guy enough to take him in the first, why would you take him in the second?
I don't know. And people always, you say this all the time. You're so right. If you can count something on your hands, it's not a good. It's not good enough.
I know the guy that just won the Super Bowl was a second.
Exactly. But I don't mean that's going to happen for you.
I know it.
Yes. I know. This is the same thing with the whole Desmond damn Ritter and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, will y'all stop? Don't base your situation and your thought process about your team based on a shining star for another team.
Yeah, one thing.
One thing.
Yeah. Just because we've said this for years about blueprints in professional sports. There are, and teams do them. It's, you know, drafting the trenches, getting a franchise quarterback likely early in the first round,
mm-hmm.
and building around him.
Yes.
There are outliers in professional sports where, you know, the Eagles took Hurts in the second round when they already had a guy, and the Seahawks took Russell Wilson in the third round when they already had a guy and it worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called outliers for a reason. The blueprint is what most teams do, and that doesn't still even work because it's really hard to win in professional sports. But please don't draft. I don't know, whatever. I hope these guys all get drafted. Drafting quarterback in the second round is not a good idea.
It's just a risky. It's a risky situation.
Because there's a ton of guys that get drafted in the second round other positions that are pro bowlers
mm-hmm.
within 3 years.
Yes.
It happens all
very
the time.
Very rarely. Not saying it won't happen, but very rarely does
again,
that
like, if you like Jackson Dart and think he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL, then fire away. Mm-hmm. Take him. If you don't, then don't take him in the third round. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Just because somebody is – now, maybe take him in the sixth. I understand taking back-end quarterbacks because you have to have backup quarterbacks and practice squad guys and stuff like that. But if you think you can start, draft him.
Okay. And there it is.
But if you don't, then don't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Jackson Dart, what's the kid out of Louisville?
Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck. I mean, these guys are – you know, if you want him in the first round, trade back in and get him.
Yeah, go ahead and get him.
Go ahead and get him.
Then you get a fifth round option or a fifth year option.
Exactly.
On it too.
Exactly. Speaking of something, I saw that John Harbaugh, 3-year extension with the Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so because he was on his last year of his deal.
I saw,
you were talking about it. I guess it was, people are thinking, but it's not going to happen, that think about moving off of Mark Andrews.
Huh.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't let that be the last thing that he does in a Ravens uniform.
No.
Come on. Bring him back.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, we'll come back. We'll get into a little college football. We do have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some good Braves news.
Huh?
We have good Braves news.
Did they already play today? They won?
It's not a win, but it's not a loss. Well, it is a loss, but it's a loss we all wanted. We'll tell you what it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.